reverence revived. Respect, awe, admiration, wonder, and a downright reverential fear can flood over you when you watch one of those extreme weather videos. When you see a 150 miles per hour hurricane roar through a town and peel off the roof of a home with the ease of someone opening a can of sardines, you might just sit there in sheer shock of the massiveness and mighty raw power of the hurricane. All you can say is, "Oh my God." This is actually an accurate response to the intensity of the hurricane you are witnessing, as you are recognizing the manufacturer of the storm. Just like a great mechanic can automatically recognize the manufacturer of the car that rolls into his shop, so does your soul have an instantaneous response when we see the unbridled power of a storm. It is not Mother Nature. It is the one and only true God, the Great I Am, the Ancient of Days, the Creator of the universe that we are acknowledging. Even though storms in nature can be destructive and dangerous, the Creator had a plan in mind when He created the Earth. Storms are a necessary part of the ecosystem of the Earth. There is a purpose for the storms. As mighty and powerful as all these natural disasters can be, the good news is we can know the one that is behind them all. Perhaps you may have become too casual with the Creator, categorizing Him as only Savior, Father, and Friend. Yes, He is most certainly all those and so much more, but He is first and foremost the King of Kings and Creator of the universe. He is the uncreated one. He is the big behind the bang that first took place before the earth even existed. God spoke the universe into existence. He said, "Let there be light." And there it was. How utterly amazing to think we serve this omnipotent God. Much like how God told Job to brace yourself like a man, Job 38:3, you may need to brace yourself when you ponder the almighty powerful God who lives inside of you. As you let the reverence be revived, perhaps the reverential fear of the Lord will be re-established in your heart. There may be a hurricane in your heart right now, but Jesus is there as well, right in the midst of the storm with you. The indescribable one, the incomprehensible one, the invincible one, yes, He is right in the boat with you. God is in control even when you don't feel as if He is. He always has been, even before the creation of time. The Great I Am is with you. As you learn to take in God's awesome power, your reverence will be revived for Him. Take a moment to be encouraged with the song "Maker of the Moon" by Ellie Limebear, found below.